What do we love to hate about the Grinch? He's a mean one. He stole Christmas. Every year we watch how awful he is to the little Whos in Whoville, stealing all of their presents. He's not a giver, he's a taker. He tries to ruin everything and destroys everything beautiful. We even have a song to sing about how mean he is. He's got termites in his teeth. We don't like the idea of him sneaking in on Christmas Eve to steal presents. It just doesn't feel good. It's not right. My heart sinks a bit as he undecorates every single tree. The good thing about movies and make-believe is that we know the rest of the story of the Grinch. While the Grinch thought he stole Christmas by taking away all of the presents and decorations, still the love, joy, and spirit of Christmas remained in the hearts of the little Whos. We are left with a sweet, feel-good ending. Real life doesn't always leave us a sweet, feel-good ending, does it? Not even at Christmas. While the Grinch is simply a made-up story, there are very real times when gifts we have been given are taken away. Our hearts break, and often we simply don't understand why. Looking back on this past year in my own life, I've experienced loss. Family and friends have passed away. Friends have suffered loss, whether it was COVID-19, a tragic accident, an unexpected diagnosis, the loss of a baby, or some other deep personal pain or loss, hearts have been broken. Much of the world is hurting this Christmas. Beautiful gifts have been taken away. I look at gifts a lot differently. I realize the gift of a true friend. I give thanks for the gift of health for my family. My girls being able to go to school is a gift. Shaking someone's hand and hugging someone you love, those are gifts. Meeting friends for lunch is a gift. Gathering for worship is a gift. Being able to live life without fear of catching a virus, what a gift. Gifts aren't guaranteed to last forever. There was a season my husband and I struggled with infertility. Our hearts longed to be parents, but the gift of a baby at the time was out of reach. One Sunday in worship, I released it all to the Lord, and in my season of grief and loss, I worshiped. With hands held high and tears running down my cheeks, I sang, "You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name." They are the same words spoken by a man named Job in the Bible. He was a godly man, a blessed man. He was given many beautiful gifts in life. At the top of that list were his 10 children, all of his property, livestock, and his health. In an instant, Job is immersed in tragedy. Satan is allowed to wreak havoc in his life, and gift after gift, blessing after blessing is lost and stolen away. Job 1, 20 and 21. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job's faith never wavered. He still looked to God, even through the lens of pain and deep sorrow. He never fully understood why, but he discovered a gift through his suffering. He understood more of who God is. He is sovereign. He is holy. He is good. He is redeemer. He is a friend. He is our comfort. He is in control, and he is worthy to be praised. That's the truth. Look to God, no matter the lens you may look through. Remember, he is Emmanuel, God with us, and he is worthy to be praised. I'm Lori Klein.